Have you ever looked at somebody else's things, somebody else's career, maybe a house, maybe a boat, maybe a car, and thought that you deserve it more than they do? I know I have. Driving through a neighborhood, seeing somebody's house, seeing a boat or a truck parked in their driveway, or maybe it's a career, a job, a raise that I look at and go, man, I actually deserve that. They don't deserve that. I deserve that. And I think for me, anytime a sentence starts with, I deserve, it fundamentally comes down to this pride issue of, I'm prideful enough to think that I deserve it more than they do, right? Why would I deserve it in the first place? And I love that in the Ten Commandments, we have one specifically that deals with coveting. And I go all the way back to Christopher's Daily Dose last week that talked about God's heart behind the Ten Commandments going, if you really knew me, if you really loved me, you wouldn't, right? Like that's the heart behind the Ten Commandments. And when it talks about not coveting your friend's wife or not coveting the ox or the cattle, not coveting something of theirs, I think about a story in John chapter 21 where Peter's having a conversation with Jesus, right? John chapter 21, verse 12, Jesus says, come and have breakfast, which just might be my life verse. But then later on over breakfast, they're having this conversation where Peter turns and he sees the disciple whom Jesus loved, which you gotta love that John, the author of John, pencils himself in as the disciple whom Jesus loved. And Peter turns and he sees John and he asks Jesus, Lord, what about him? And I love Jesus's answer here. He says, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what's that to you? You must follow me. And I think this is such a heart check for me, even within the church, or maybe especially within the church, as I look around at a body of believers, whether it's at North Coast Church or your church or whichever church around the world, as brothers and sisters in Christ, how often do I look at somebody else's relationship with God, somebody else's prayer life, somebody else's gifting and go, well, why do they have that gifting? Or why do they have that kind of relationship with God? Or why did they get that opportunity? Or why do they get to stand on that stage? Or whatever it may be. But I think for me, I play this comparison game. And I think about the old adage that comparison is the thief of joy. And I just imagine God with the heart of the Ten Commandments going, if you really loved me, if you really were walking in step with me, you wouldn't, right? This is not going, do not covet. This isn't going, behavior modification. Make sure that you never look at somebody else's boat and want it and think that you deserve it more than they do, right? Which is true fundamentally, but I think it's bigger than that. I think it's a heart check going, do you actually trust me? And I think God is in conversation with Peter and looks at John and says, what's that to you? I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about you. Do you trust me? At the core of who you are, walking in step with me, if you really loved me, you would focus on your giftings and steward your giftings well and know that the way that I've made you, the way that I've designed you, do you trust me enough that I'm going to use you to impact my kingdom, to reach other people? And if we're too busy looking around at how God's using other people, I think we're distracted enough. And I think it's a win for the enemy to go, if I can keep them comparing themselves to each other, then they won't actually run in their own lane and be impactful for my kingdom. Man, thou shalt not covet. Maybe it's bigger than boats and trucks and houses and raises. I think it's a trust thing going, God, I trust you enough to steward my giftings well. Thanks, Dosers. We'll see you tomorrow.